It is December 23rd, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. It is minus 9 degrees Fahrenheit in Elmhurst this morning, dropping from 33 degrees yesterday at its high. The winds are blowing about 24 miles per hour. Similar negative temperatures and winds are in New York and Boston, recorded in this Bloomberg story. There's a link in today's newsletter. Boston is forecast to get 65 mile an hour winds today, New York 48 miles per hour, and Portland, Maine could reach 70 miles per hour. Needless to say, only go outside if you must and wrap up and be careful. And for you people in Florida, I know. As expected, Sam Bankman-Fried was released on bond, a $250 million bond. According to Bloomberg, the $250 million bond is one of the largest in history. The word of the day is Zeitenwend, from a story by Andreas Kluth titled, "This is the dawning of the age of Zeitenwende." It was Germany's official word of the year of 2022. It means something like turning point or revolution. Maren Somerset Webb of Bloomberg is very optimistic about the power of reading influencing 2023. Maren penned a piece titled, "These books will restore financial common sense in 2023. After every bubble, we need to relearn the basics. Here is some essential reading this holiday." You know those quadcopters that have been so popular during the last few Christmases? Well, a Chinese car company has made a car quadcopter, a $140,000 flying car. It is a gull-wing two-seater made by a company called Aeroit, founded by a high school dropout. The Financial Times reported that China estimates 250 million people have caught COVID-19 in the past 20 days. That is beyond an epidemic. The Chinese healthcare system is overwhelmed, the FT says in another story. There will be no John Lothian newsletter on Monday, which is the official holiday for Christmas, since Christmas falls on Sunday. The JLN team wishes you all a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, and Happy Holidays. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Our MarketsWiki Education short of the day is Dave Johnson, Past, Present, and Futures. In the early 70s, the idea of listed options was presented to the New York Stock Exchange. When the exchange declined, the idea was brought over to Chicago. Dave Johnson, then director of Penson Worldwide, discusses the history of the futures industry, beginning with the opening of the CBOE. Johnson remembers regulatory issues the fledgling futures exchange encountered, as well as a financial crisis the industry overcame. Watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from BBC News. FTX founder released to parents on $250 million bond. Former FTX boss Sam Bankman-Fried will face home detention while awaiting trial in the U.S. on charges that he defrauded customers and investors of the collapsed cryptocurrency exchange. A U.S. judge said the 30-year-old former billionaire could be released to his parents on a $250 million bond. At the hearing, Mr. Bankman-Fried did not admit or deny guilt. My comment, as predicted, back in his old room of sorts. Here's a story from Crane Chicago Business. Trading firm adds two floors to Loop office. A proprietary trading firm is bulking up its office footprint in the Loop, belying a broader downtown space-shedding trend and securing a meaningful win for its landlord. Chicago Trading has signed on to expand its workspace by more than 46,000 in the 40-story office building at 425 South Financial Place, according to a statement from the building's owner, Los Angeles-based CIM Group. CTC inked a lease for the building's 7th and 8th floors, adding to its existing office on the 3 floors below. My comment: a vote of confidence for the financial district from CTC. Things are looking up for CTC and the financial district with this move. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Credit Suisse files criminal complaint against Zurich blog over reader comments. Swiss bank ups ante with criminal complaint after civil suit. Blog is controversial but well-read in Zurich banking circles. Credit Suisse Group AG has filed a criminal complaint against a Zurich financial blog, ratcheting up a legal attack begun this week over readers' comments attached to a series of stories it ran about the Swiss bank earlier this year. The complaint, which the blog Inside Parade Plots confirmed on Friday, follows a 265-page civil lawsuit filed over comments that the bank said were harshly critical of it and some of its executives, in particular new chief executive officer Ulrich Kerner. My comment: I hate to see this kind of thing. Banks are supposed to have thick walls. I would hope they have thick skins too. Here's a story from Newsweek. Frozen iguanas falling from trees becoming Florida's Christmas tradition. During this week's Arctic blast, the forecast for Florida is cold, with a chance of falling iguanas. Fear not, the scaly skydivers are not dead. They're just cold. My comment: nothing worse than reptiles dropping from the skies. Here are the top three stories from Thursday's JLN. Our top story Thursday was the CFTC press release. CFTC charges Alameda CEO and Alameda and FTX co-founder with fraud in action against Sam Bankman-Fried and his companies. Second was Sam Bankman-Fried leaves Bahamas for the first time from the Financial Times. And in a brief departure from SBF News, third was Bloomberg's the UK produced a record amount of wind power in 2022, easing gas crisis. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. First, from the Wall Street Journal, the headline: London Stock Exchange stakes its future on data. Microsoft tech to boost London Stock Exchange quest for data dominance. Deal strengthens challenge to Bloomberg's financial data business, analysts say. The London Stock Exchange Group, PLC, has staked its future on financial data. A new deal with Microsoft Corp means it poses a bigger threat to industry leader Bloomberg LP, analysts say. LSEG said last week it would spend $2.8 billion over the next decade on Microsoft products, mainly the latter's cloud service. As part of the deal, Microsoft will take a 4% equity stake in LSEG, buying stock from some of the company's major existing shareholders. Here is another story from the Wall Street Journal. The computers driving the oil market get fresh scrutiny. After a year of wild swings, traders are studying trend-following funds. It has been a tough year for oil traders. Even the computers haven't been able to get it right consistently. Wall Street is closely tracking firms that use trend-following algorithms to trade oil futures, which profited mightily from betting on higher prices as crude climbed to more than $120 a barrel this spring. But with oil falling bumpily since June, the trend followers have waffled between bullish and bearish wagers and given some of those profits back. And then finally, here's a story from Bloomberg News. The headline: China estimates COVID surge is infecting 37 million people a day. Minutes from Top health body meeting show scale of it hit so far. Virus unleashed in China after 3 years of keeping it out. Nearly 37 million people in China may have been infected with COVID-19 on a single day this week, according to estimates from the government's top health authority, making the country's outbreak by far the world's largest. Thank you for listening to the John Lothia News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothia newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothianews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.